and recording after that wonderful call. Yeah, this is the break-ins episode 26. We've had some problems uploading 10 through 25.
Yeah, it's they've all been deleted.
Accidentally, though.
Thanks to Mike.
We'll go back and re-record them at some time. Maybe, eventually. It depends.
This is Justin Watson.
This is Bruce Hughes.
Am I supposed to say, and this is the break-in?
I think you just did.
All right.
Wonderful.
So, what are we doing here today, sir?
This is the pre-Gem City Con podcast-palooza thingamadoodle. I thought we would record before, when we're full of energy and hope, and then afterwards.
With sorrow and tears.
Once Jim Valentino gets a restraining order. I will sit in that man's lap if it is the last thing I do.
You want to see him that bad. He's like your Santa Claus.
Not really. He's more like my Milton Berle. Just old Uncle Milty.
I can see that. I don't know, you know. I'm pretty confident he's going to come see me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to steal something from him so that he has to come and see you?
I have this vision. Kind of like flash forward.
I didn't. I guess that means I'm going to die before the convention.
Well, those jokes you've been saying about me tonight.
You still got a testicle left. You're fine.
I don't have three, man.
You got a reserve. You got one at home.
I know I'm a Gemini, but that doesn't mean I got an extra set of everything.
I do plan on going over and talking to Jim Valentino probably before the convention starts. Like when we get there early and set up. I'm going to take one of each comic over.
Now, that's the good thing about this year. Is
I have to be there on time.
You have to be there on time, but we don't have to... I mean, I'm sure we have an assigned table. I'm kind of concerned where the table... I have a lot of concerns about this. This year, but...
It's in the same area, right?
Well, yeah, it's in the next room. We're in the main room.
We're not, like, out in the parking lot. They didn't move it down the street.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I don't know where we're going to be, but...
Are we taking tickets? Is that the table you got us? I've got the... We're selling tickets.
I'll do the free sketch. Here, but let me take your ticket. Give me your cash.
I will do a sketch in the back of your ticket.
All of a sudden, Gem City didn't make any money. My table did.
People just kept giving me $5. I don't understand. I thought they'd get a discount on my comics with a student ID.
No, I just... I don't know where we're. But the thing is, like, I wonder who's going to get my spot.
Don Rosa.
I'm hoping it's going to be. I hope it's going to be. What's his name?
Steve Martin's anemic brother-in-law.
The jam comic guy.
Jammy Martin.
But no, I think my concern for this convention is I always feel like we've been the big fish. In the small pond.
I'd say medium-sized fish.
I like to boost myself up.
We're not mouth breathers.
Well, I feel kind of like the small fish in the big pond.
It's because we are.
Yeah.
And it's your fault.
Well, yeah, but this is a good step. This is a good step because I feel that if we do well enough, which I am confident we're going to do, with the people, it's playing against the other people. But I feel if we do well enough, next year it'll be automatic.
Yeah.
There's no, like, unless we, like, draw some swastikas or something, we're not getting sent back.
Well, you just keep reminding me not to, and I won't. That is the natural drawing style. Everything is down
after
to swastikas.
After last Christmas, it was just, it's no more with that. Swastikas. Well, I'm writing that one down right now. Schwarzschild.
Schwarzschild. Ho, ho, heil.
That's the comic we're working on.
Schwarzschild.
Who created it?
Two.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually concerned about selling out of comics too early, to be honest with you. I got 36 of each issue.
I have 25 of...
The big trade, the massive trade.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand your concerns. If it does, it does, you know?
Right.
What, we can create like some kind of like...
improv group right there.
Yeah.
We'll just entertain people.
I'll whip off my shoes. We'll create some sock puppets. it's a concern. It's a concern. I thought about that.
And another thing, I think there may be some jealousy. Because you got us this sweet deal, and people like the Ferret Press guys who bring in, you know, posters, and I think they have custom ShamWows that they wipe their tables down with.
They got the guy from ShamWow. Hey, guess what?
Yeah, comic Wow. He's just, it's the was it the slap comic?
Right.
But no, I mean, those guys go all out. They've got easels and actual paint, right. And one guy's got like a slideshow going on, and they bring tablecloths, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And we're going to be out there with our giant mini comics.
You have, I think, a much better setup than I do. You go more out than I am.
I have one point of purchase display.
That's still a lot more.
It's one.
I have, like, my shoebox.
You don't think Jim Valentino is going to have, like, showgirls?
Well, you know.
And sparklers.
I've been thinking about something we've talked about.
I think he got the pyrotechnic guy from White Shark. Or was it Great White? I said White Shark. I screwed that joke. He it's got all the right. guy from it's Great right. White.
I think one of the things that I know we talked about last year, and I started paying attention to this, was that the real big name guys, they don't have anything. They have, like, they're just sitting there with a pen.
Yeah. Chris Claremont had a jacket.
Yeah.
I think that was it. And he really should have worn more.
Yeah, well, tell me
about it. Not a soul
he
man.
Is a mutant.
Yeah. But no, he didn't even bring books to sell. He had black and white comps.
Yeah, of with the
X-Men Andy Forever, yeah. wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't selling that. He was just showing people.
Yeah.
You had to stand in line to look at a black and white preview of a comic.
Right. So I think, in essence, we've created ourselves into a name.
That's a hell of a jump from So in closing, I am awesome.
No, I still think you know you have some pretty cool giveaways, and you have the
I got bookmarks.
Bookmark, yeah.
That will be the only thing given away.
Well, but yeah, the post
charging for the poster.
I'm jealous, but in a good way. In a good way, jealous.
You get a week.
I think I got to create like cards. I have to get some help, like PDF. The cards in area. What I do have, though, is I have my iPod. My iPhone, so that way if someone says, I need reference.
You can cheat on reference.
Yes. I can be like, I don't need you to go buy something. Down with capitalism.
Now, are you going to make a little sign that says free sketches?
Yeah, I guess I should make something fancier this year.
I'm going to make one that says free hugs.
We'll see who gets more.
I've talked on my website about I'll be giving away free hugs.
Well, there's 100 people right there.
No, this
they're like, hey Bruce, how's it going?
That's
like, hey, how's it going?
There's 6 people.
Hey Bruce, hey, how's it going? Hey Bruce, hey, I'm over here. Say hi to me, Bruce.
My friends don't know you. I'm sorry. I always introduce you, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and they just they never.
Who's your imaginary friend, Bruce?
That's not Eric.
I'm not even going for the next joke. I'm not going for the next joke. I'll resist. I got busted on my advertisement. I'm not going for the next joke. I'll be the better guy. Not than you, but just than my old self. Look, so Jim Valentino, you know, maybe he'll pull what... maybe he won't show up late. I think Claremont showed up late. I don't know.
Remember. We were busy at our table.
Right.
I didn't even go and see the guy.
I did at the end, and he was on a rush out. He's like, oh, I gotta go.
I went over. I took my portfolio and had a sit down with Dan. What was the guy's name? Raspler.
Oh, yeah.
Ralspar.
From.
He was unemployed at the time I saw him. He was the first guy that gave me a rejection letter.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I went over and I was like, "Hey, you gave me a rejection letter 20 years ago. I know where you live. What are you gonna do?"
Space, my first space. Can't think of his name now. Who used to go to space all the time? Doesn't go anymore.
Dave Sim.
He doesn't go anymore. Apparently,
He's done with comics.
Yeah. Once you hit 300, you're good. You're good to stop.
So what it was? What about Frank Miller? Why won't he quit then? They even made 300 into a movie.
Oh, bum-bum. Anyhow, he went around before the show and met all the people.
Didn't do that to me.
Well, actually, I take that back. He came around and met me before the show, so I don't know if maybe everyone else.
He made us all do Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh.
And then we had to give a moment of silence for the people that died in 9/11.
Huh.
And his moment of silence was like 10 minutes. Like, it was the most uncomfortable moment of silence ever, because it's a bunch of fat, sweaty comic book guys and their slightly unattractive girlfriends standing quietly looking at someone who we've all heard of and we all respect because we're told to, but I've never read any of his comics. Probably never will.
Dave Sim?
Yeah.
I have a couple. Cerebus. Cerebus, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe he pronounces it oddly. I don't know.
Cerebus, eh?
Sisyphus?
But, nah. So maybe Valentino will do that, being a publisher.
I looked up Shadowline, their submission policy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the exact same as Image. And they although they do say down at the bottom, if Image rejected you, we will reject you too.
How do you know that they know that, though?
I don't, it's probably the exact same people.
Yeah. Jose and...
I thought it was Eric Stevenson. Mm-hmm. Stephenson, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying people that look at the submissions there.
Oh, Jose and Philippe.
Yeah. No.
Are these migrant comic book submission editors? They just come in for the convention season.
Yes, that is good. Speedy Gonzalez knows my sister.
Oh, yeah.
I know what that was. I think it was like... It was Swedish? What was that? Like, there's one Swede in the crowd?
I think I was about to have been doing Spanish-Canadian.
Oh, it's all...
Oh, yeah.
Burritos and spaghetti. All you want. Burritos and spaghetti.
Yeah. Wilson Squirrel, see? Another break-ins episode. We're off of tangent. Well, no, I'm not.
Only 11 minutes
only
in.
Only 11 minutes. I'm not. I don't want to talk about my vision because it doesn't happen. I can walk away sad, but.
I'm just going to go up to him and I'm going to say, hey, here's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Can you give me some sort of critique? And after he tells me, hey, this is bad, this is good, this is bad, this is good, I'll say, you think you'd ever publish it?
Right.
I mean, is this something I should try to finish, or?
Well, no, you're taking, which clobber? Like, all...
I'm taking three? Issues 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, you just show them, boom.
Well, I don't really see the point in showing him, like, my portfolio.
I'm not saying that.
Like,
I'm
the black and white inks. I'll just show him, like, hey, this is what it looks like, you know, right. With words over top of it, and a comic book size.
Are you going to give it to him, or are you going to show
him? I can give it to him, I guess. I don't know. If he offers to give me money, I'm going to take it.
Right.
I'm not stupid. I need gas money.
I'm just saying, I'm not like going to show him, like, I'm not going to like give away my, you know, trade.
You would lose a huge chunk of money.
I need to sell it at the con, you know, it's there to be sold at the con. And, like, NTB, NTP, Jim Valentino.
I will not trade you a comic for a job.
I got values. Respect.
That's going to let out of poor Jim Valentino.
Here's a job. Just give me a comic book.
He's doing children's books now.
I want money.
Okay, I'll take your job offer and $10. Consider it a signing bonus.
Done.
I don't know. I'm excited and frightened.
What scares you?
The extremes. Selling out or not selling. That's not your blanket to cough in. That is my pregnant wife's blanket. And you just slobber it all. You have to take that home and wash it now.
You don't want to know about the other side.
It's not spit. Begins with a J. Rhymes with schism.
It's a family-friendly podcast. Unlike our last one, would you kid? You don't have a bleeper. So.
No.
I didn't want to cough in your face.
No one's editing this.
Or cough on my cookie.
That's
I'm
my
sorry.
Fears. Those are my two fears, which are kind of it's exact opposite. Either I'll sell out, and after 2 hours I'll be sitting there with nothing, or I won't sell a single thing, because I think certain people bought from us because we were back in the independent. Do you remember last year? Very attractive young blonde woman, glasses. She said, "Oh, these are the local guys," and she called her husband over. And she bought one of everything we had. Because we were the independent local guys. Mm-hmm. And she even says, I want to support the local artist.
We got a sign from Dayton, from local guys.
From local guys. It's like a moving company. Two local guys.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Shim, wow!
I can see your point.
You know what I look? It's going to be Jim Valentino, us, Don Rosa, and Sean Forney.
Oh, well, you know,
we're going to be sitting there like two schlubs. The lines will wrap around us to get to the more important people than us.
Three sketches while you wait.
For Don Rosa.
Any of them. See, we surround ourselves with people. I'll make some calls. I'll see what can happen.
I don't want to be in between Don Rosa and Jim Valentino. Why am I assuming people are going to be crowded around Don Rosa?
Well, you know, didn't do Scrooge McDuck?
I like Scrooge McDuck.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's a mainstay. Him and, who's the other one? We're regulars. This is my fifth year.
Don Rosa's been there every year?
I don't know.
I think so.
No, he hasn't. Sean Forney's been there every year. I've been there every year.
Different press guys. What's the guy's name? Dara Naji or something?
I think that's... I don't know who else has been there.
Jeremy Martin.
I don't think he was there last year, was he?
He's been there every year.
Yeah, I try to ignore him.
With his weird fishing hat. Remember, he always shows up. He wants to know if there's a table available. He refuses to pay. He shows up right as the show starts, asks if there's any space available. And they're nice guys, so they just let him come in.
There's one there next to Justin. In the main room.
In the main room. Oh. What if we have to share a table with him? I'm sorry, guys. I can't turn anyone away, guys. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to share. I'm going to put some tape here in the middle.
If you guys don't like time travel or Greek stories, how about something better? Like this Jam comic.
If he's selling last year's Jam comic, I will punch him in the throat.
I got Jim Valentino Jam comic with
me. Oh, do you think he will? He hit all of us. Nobody's up. Is he going to hit the professionals for his Jam comic?
That'd be pretty awesome.
Because the first year I drew in his Jam comic, and then the second year he was selling it.
Huh?
Like, how do you sell work that people did
for
free? Yeah.
I won't do the Jam stuff anymore.
Well, you didn't. Did you do it the first year?
Yeah. Whatever.
You didn't know any better.
Artistic guilt.
Well, were you there the same first year that was my first year?
I've been there. Every year. First year, I was a guest of Marvin Bean for Covenant.
Yep.
And I was selling a couple books. And then the second year, it was Whack Comics. Third year, Whack Comics.
You're still under Whack Comics, you noticed that?
Yeah, I asked them not to do that. So this year, it's me and you. Last year was kind of Whack Comics. It was more me and you. Yeah.
Whack was a special guest.
Yeah, Whack was a special guest.
I'm the lead singer for my Five for Fighting. He's always the special guest. Just join the damn band.
I'm Jack Whiting this White Stripes. So.
Okay, quick rundown of everything we're bringing.
Yes.
Wrap it up.
Sorry.
And this way, in the follow up podcast, if there is a follow up podcast,
yes, there will be.
Depending on how this goes, if we're both still here, then we'll talk about what we have left over and how it really just destroys our hopes and dreams. So, quick rundown of what we got right now.
I will be bringing the collection, the compilation, the Tim Risen and the Chronologist compilation. It's $10. It's all the issues of Tim Risen together.
50-some pages.
52 pages.
Over 50 pages.
With sketch pages, all the covers.
A sweet introduction.
A great forward by Brizzo Hughes. A new cover.
Yes.
Which looks fantastic, even more fantastic with font, which I didn't.
Full color.
Yes.
Full color.
Yeah. And yours. I was talking about your cool alternate cover.
Oh, issue one.
Right. It's issue one in the book.
It's issue six in our hearts.
Yes, that's good. That's right. And then the wraparound full bleed cover. And also we're bringing issues 4 and 5. I will not be bringing issues 1, 2, and 3 with me.
Sold out.
Done.
If you missed out on them, buy them.
4 and 5 will be for anyone that has been going, including, I hope I see her, this Mac girl that's been showing up for the last couple years.
Who?
She, some girl showed up her first year of Whack Comics. She bought the issue. She came back and said, hey, this kind of looks like Mac font. We all had a good laugh because of the inside joke in the book. And she's been there every year picking up the next issues. So I'm actually making 4 or 5 for her.
Just for her.
I'm making a couple more for other people, but really it's
you know what you should do on your Facebook. And this is a horrible idea, so don't do it. But I'm going to say you should do it. Offer people a deal where they can trade in issues 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And then pay like $6.
Right.
And get the compilation.
Huh. I don't want their toilet paper. All right, I know what people do with my
I don't want those horrible issues back.
Yeah, done with them.
Okay, so you got those. You got 25 of those. 25, 50-plus page
25
comics.
Of those.
Color cover.
6-plus each of the issues 4 and 5.
Okay.
Maybe like it'll be like 10 total. I don't know. I'll be doing free sketches, as always.
This year with reference?
Yes. If whatever you're looking for, I can most likely look it up.
Aquaman's evil brother.
Yeah, oh. I remember that guy.
As do I. Because I knew his costume.
I'll be bringing a backup charger for the iPhone.
So may not have a plug-in.
No, this is a...
No, I'm just saying we may not have one.
I know, but this isn't for that.
If we did, I'd bring a boombox.
This is for... It's portable.
I know, I'm screaming. Okay. I would play the score to Demolition Man behind us.
No, I like that.
It's a good score.
I don't think I'll be bringing any Geminis because those just don't sell. Oh, and I'll bring 11x17 of the cover, which I'll be selling.
Unfolded,
and it can be signed. I'll bring my silver Sharpie. I'm sorry, I'm taking up.
No, that's fine. We got all night. I will be bringing 35 copies of issues 1, 2, and 3 of Clobber Bands. Each issue, 20 pages.
Mm-hmm.
A special back cover from Justin. So 60 pages total. I think I'm going to sell for $6. $2 an issue. That's what I think.
Sounds.
I have free bookmarks I made. It's got a spot illustration on one side of one of 5 superheroes. And on the other side is just an ad from my website. And made up some little posters, just afterthought. It's of an illustration I originally made for a t-shirt. Uh-huh. T-shirt turned out to be crap. I strongly recommend Cafe Press for anyone who wants something blurry on a t-shirt. They're the masters of desaturating something and blowing it out of focus. So if you need something dark and fuzzy,
please bring beer goggles.
Yes. But I got those, and I'm thinking like $5 maybe for the posters. I don't know.
Now, what you should do for your comic book, I'm not suggesting this, I'm just saying it, is because they get it free online, they should trade in their computer, and they only have to be charged $3 for the comic book.
I will accept netbooks and laptops.
And they'll only pay $3 for the collection.
Yes. There is no collection yet. My story's not done.
For the 3, it says
here's the deal. Off. If you buy the first 3 issues, the rest of it's online for free. How's that?
I like it.
I don't tell them that what they're currently buying is online for free.
Yes.
It's a physical copy. It's a hard copy.
Are you going to lock? Are you going to lock them out for like a week or so?
No, maybe because I don't know how.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if you knew how to lock out your website.
If I knew how,
right.
I would print up like a special code on the back of issue 3. So when you put that code in, you can read what comes after issue 3. But I don't know how. I'm just not technically savvy. If I could, I could have like a shopping cart built into my website and I would sell stuff that way. Don't know how. Not that smart.
I did that. When Gemini Cereals was around?
How'd that go?
Well, let me tell you about that. It's all right.
Half an hour.
All right. We'd like to talk.
Well, hang on. Why don't we pause this?
Okay.
I can test the recording, and then we'll go on the story.
All right.
Okay. Musical interlude.
Precipice, and I'm falling into an abyss.
And we're back.
All right.
That's crazy. Okay. Fixed. We're having horrible, horrible technical problems. Did I mention this is the last podcast again?
Maybe that's what was wrong before.
No, it couldn't have been, because I had that off, didn't I?
Yes. We're not listening to you ourselves.
There was like 12 minutes of sweetness there, and then
we
record 12 minutes, and then we stop.
Right. But we should never break into the audio recording.
No. We have, you know what? 12 minutes, and we go to commercial.
Right. That's good. Well, ShamWow. So, I was just saying that it's you, Danny!
Have you seen the Gilbert Gottfried?
It's you, Danny!
It's a stick with a hook on the end of it that fat people use to take their shoes off and put them on. Guess what it's called?
The Shudini?
Shudini!
You haven't seen those?
No, I don't watch a lot of
on YouTube.
I will look it up.
Shudini!
So you were saying something about
PayPal. I put PayPal on my Gemini Cereals website way back in the day. I think it was in the first week I sold something to some guy in Texas.
Okay.
Yes!
Exciting.
Very. After that, it was like a dry well.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It was like I thought I hit oil because I saw some bubbling crude. And that was it. Yeah.
Damn. See, I would... I don't know.
That was the end of my story.
So do you know how to set all that up still?
You know, my mom set it up. She is...
But she doesn't like them.
Well, no. But... I'll tell her you say good things about her.
And
about
I me. Do say good things about
well,
her.
Well, not about me, actually. That's how you get on a good
graces. I'm realistic to you.
Oh, I hate that term. My ex always said realistic.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm...
I used to say realistic is an optimistic word that pessimistic people use.
It is. I will agree. I'm a pessimist.
It was my clever way of inserting
all the glass is more than half empty. Yeah. Someone's been stealing shit out of my glass.
But she knows how to create websites out of nothing. She
ether.
Like, yeah, she speaks code. And this woman 1001001. Yes, she never used like computers prior to 10 years ago, and then she just picked it up by studying code.
My mom grows really great beans.
Well, if this was the Matrix. Your mom would be in the Matrix. My mom would be on one of the ships.
She's like Neo.
She might just be one of the people. Like she might be the guy from Oz.
I was going to say, was it Michael from Lost?
Yeah, Michael from Lost.
All over the place, man.
Oh, yeah, speaking of.
He was in The Unusuals.
I wonder if he's going to come back.
In Lost?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay, anyhow.
Is his son's, what, 30 years old?
Well, the son doesn't have to be on the show.
Well, how are they going
to
explain Walt?
Sideways? Are we giving any spoilers for people? Okay, I better stop talking about this because I don't want anyone that doesn't watch Lost this season to listen to this, which is someone I know personally.
They're going
to
explain it all next season.
Yeah, it's all lies.
Season 7. There'll be a movie that comes out called Season 7.
Yeah. Lost.
No, it won't even say Lost. No mention of Lost.
Okay. Just Season 7.
Just Season 7. That's the movie.
I think Serenity was called Season 2.
Season 2. No, it was called the rest of Season 1.
Season 2.5 hours.
I like Serenity.
I was a big fan, and I'm very mad at the movie Flight Plan for making us never have a sequel to Serenity.
What?
Yeah. Flight Plan came out a week before Serenity.
Okay.
And the second week, number one. The second week. Serenity lost out the number
Flight
one.
Flight Plan?
Yes.
With Jodie Foster?
Yes. It came out the week before Serenity.
Okay.
And its second week, it was number one again, beating Serenity.
With Jodie Foster?
This is a true story. I've not seen Flight Plan, and I refuse to watch it.
I don't like Jodie Foster.
Well, I like her, and I wanted to see it. But
I saw that Contact movie?
Yeah.
That frustrated me.
I loved
that. That made me very angry.
It made my mind explode.
Did it?
Yes, and I loved it.
With Dianetics?
Yeah.
I can now heal a volcano.
I'm joining Scientology we speak.
No, I'm joining biology.
If you look in the horizon, you'll see all Scientology symbols in there.
Yeah, I see engrams or whatever the hell they're called.
I just lost 95%. But I'm hoping Tom Cruise starts reading my book. He can contact me at GeminiSerial@sbcglobal.net.
That's SBC Global. Global as in what you've conquered.
That's right. That's right, Tommy. I'm speaking to you.
Straight to you. Open up your Fresnel glands and...
If he's listening to this, he probably would like it because he thinks that we are shooting it in a helicopter. Those Mission Impossible guys.
We're right outside of Niagara Falls.
We're Superman.
We are hovering.
That little boy's like
mere inches away from now, Niagara Falls.
Still reenacting.
Hey kids, want to see what I did back in 1978? You making fun of Christopher Reeve?
No,
he's dead. What is wrong with you?
Throw his body over the...
What the hell? Live, Christopher!
I think I saw him move.
No, honey, that's the waves. It's the waves.
Margo could have been like, I can!
He's reassembling his spine at the bottom of the fall.
I'm talking about the little kid that was grabbing onto the...
On the rail?
Yes.
He's dead.
No, he's not.
I thought he actually died in the movie.
The kid knows.
I thought that was one of those behind-the-scenes type of munchkin hung himself type of thing.
That might have happened. Anyhow, I think we're wrapping it up.
We're 6 minutes in. We have another 6 minutes before everything goes all...
Is that before we have to type in the numbers?
Yes, or Desmond explodes.
Hello, brother.
Brother. I'm here to save you, brother.
If anyone gets frustrated with listening to the audio of this, though, I mean, come on.
You knew what you're coming into.
Yeah, right? I mean...
This isn't called the Awesome Sounding Perfect Cast.
Just get over it.
This is the Poop Express. Come on aboard the Poop Express, kids! Stains guaranteed! The convention's... It's going to happen. That's
right.
We know that, unless it snows.
I think I can't wait to do the follow-up to this podcast, actually. So I can say, what I'm expecting.
We should invite Jamie Martin. He can Skype us.
I do not connecting.
He'll do a jam cast with us.
Hey, guys. I'm piggybacking your internet.
Give me the password. I'm just going to sit out in the parking lot. I hate you, Jamie.
I got this free internet. People weren't paying for it. Oh, my God. He's probably our only listener.
I don't know. Our first podcast, we had 401 people downloaded.
What?
What?
I think it was me. I'm very egotistical.
I went to the library, checked out every computer, and downloaded it. That's why Strickland wanted that to shut down all libraries, because they were only listening to our podcast.
All I could think of was the guy from Back to the Future.
Strickland.
Principal Strickland.
Oh, you mean the guy from He-Man?
Yeah, right.
That's the only two movies he's ever been in.
I think they're correct. I don't know if he's... And I'm sure IMDb has him on something, but he's probably in Pride and Prejudice or something. I don't know.
McHale's Navy. He was a private in McHale's Navy. It's like Morgan Freeman. He was born old. Have you ever seen a young picture of Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
Really?
YouTube Electric Company.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't young.
Well, he's like 40.
That's not young.
For him, it is.
Yeah. I mean, was he ever on the cover of like Tiger Beat or anything like that?
No.
Young teenage Morgan Freeman.
I did see a young picture of him on an Oscar special this year. They showed him as like a teenager.
Was it just him with dark hair?
And a mustache.
Slightly
and beard.
Less freckles or whatever those things are on his face.
I don't know what those are.
I know. He's stealing flesh from Seal. That's what he and just strapping up.
Seal comes home with bandages.
What happened to you, Seal? What happened? Morgan Freeman took some more of my damn jaw.
Here's where I took Seal's spots.
This is so close to racist. Black flesh traders, that's what we are.
Either you start spotting your body or you start dying.
Get busy stealing people's cheeks. Get busy with Clint Eastwood.
Morgan Freeman.
He's 83 years old.
Morgan Freeman or Clint Eastwood?
I just made that up. I don't know.
I think they combined. With our ages combined.
Morgan Freeman's. He actually just celebrated his 32nd birthday.
I don't think that's true, is it?
As of right now. Okay. We don't know any different.
How much?
We have a minute and a half.
A minute? Okay. So,
a minute and a half.
Mike should be showing special, up anytime soon.
Special thanks to Mike Adams. Hang on. There's Mike.
He is. Hey, Mike, come here.
Oh, his mic's not working.
Hey, guys. I like podcast.
Oh. Rude. Mike Adams Jr. is a nice guy with a horrible name, according to my wife.
All right. Well, good times. I hope everyone enjoyed this.
50 seconds.
Special podcast. And thank you, Bruce, for hosting.
It's been a pleasure. Appreciate the cookies.
Yes, chocolate milk.
I'll see you Sunday. I'll see everyone else on the internet.
I'll see you in the future.
Until then. I guess bye.
Bye.